Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so this week, in the interest of professionalism, because this is kind of a thing now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit quietly and I'm going to listen attentively to the show. And maybe I'll learn a little something
about so life. No song.
We'll see. Just go. Just run with it, all right? Just go.
I'm skeptical, but I trust you.
Okay,
that's why we do
yeah,
this.
That's why we're such good friends. Exactly, yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of the Weekly Planet, where this week we'll
be... Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I've given you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Okay, that's the last one. I promise that's the last one. We'll get an actual theme song.
Well, you know what, though? I don't know anything about music. Do you know anything about music?
No.
And doing theme songs. If anybody, one of our listeners... can do anything at all, even if it's just like the sound of a pane of glass breaking, a cat being hit by a truck, just anything we can replace with Seal's Kiss of a Rose or the Prince Bat theme song, which you'll probably sing next to it.
Okay, one more.
Okay, we'll do one more.
No, I won't. Okay, we'll...
Tell you what, we'll keep singing, Mason will keep singing songs until somebody sends us a theme song.
I should point out that they're the 3 songs I can sing the best in the world. So it's all downhill from here. So if...
We haven't even touched on
Evanescence
either.
No, exactly.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Welcome to episode 3 of the Weekly Planet, where this week we'll be discussing Batman versus Superman, working title for the Batman Superman first feature film ever. Oh, sorry, yeah, I always mix those up. Far out. Okay, so basically what we're going to do though, before we start, we're just going to quickly talk about episode 2 of S.H.I.E.L.D., which we know was a while back. We want to give people some time to catch up, is that right?
Yes.
Because I know you've got some thoughts in particular on where the series is headed.
I have some barely formed thoughts. I think if we've proven anything over the last couple episodes...
Which we have.
We've got... This podcast is a combination of incredible enthusiasm, but also just baffling ignorance. Like, I think maybe, like, I reckon about 10 episodes in, I'll have devolved to the point where I'm just like, oh, who's the guy? And he's red and he's blue and he's got the S. Is it Strongman? He's very strong. I think it's probably Strongman.
We're very nearly there.
Yeah, so I think with that trend continuing, but yes, I do have some thoughts.
Awesome. Okay, so we're just going to keep this just to episode 2. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
And the pilot.
Yes.
Sure. Go. Thoughts.
Episode 2. You know what? I've downgraded the series from very excited to I'm cautiously optimistic. I know. Look, it's because the second one, like the first one had the extremist serum in it. It had the...
Is it extremist or extremist? Because I've heard it pronounced different ways.
I've always said it. I mean, when it was the comic, I always said extremist.
That's what
I always extremist
said.
Without the T at the end.
Yes.
But Hollywood, you know.
Hollywood.
Celebrities have told us this otherwise, so I'm going to go with extremist. Okay. So in the first episode, they had that. But in the second episode, it was just sort of a very vague sort of artifact hunting episode.
It was.
And it was kind of... You can say that it's a device with Tesseract technology in it.
Yeah.
But that's a very
from
long
thousands
bow,
of years ago.
From thousands of years ago, and then spoiler alert, guys. But they find it, and it's an incredible mystery to them. And it maybe it's a couple of hundred years old, maybe it's thousands of years old. We don't know.
Yeah.
And they retrieve it, and then they just fire it into the sun. They literally launch it into the sun. Why? They're not storing them anywhere?
I guess not. I mean, yeah, no, that's a really good point. Look, I just found that episode, they should have called it Bickering on a Plane.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it was. There's a few, you know, good action sequences or whatever. But we've all seen the person breaks their hand or wrist to get out of a handcuffs or whatever. Like, I hope it gets better because I'm with you. Like, initially I was like, you give the pilot episode a pass. Generally on anything, I'll give most pilot episodes a pass. Mm-hmm. Pass. Even Aquaman, which I haven't seen,
right.
But I'm going to give it a pass.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
B minus.
But it remains to be seen, yeah, where that show's going. But like I said last week, we'll talk more about that as it goes on. Yeah. And I think at the end we'll do a wrap up.
Fist fights were good though.
Yeah, fist fights are great.
The bit where he glasses. Yeah, Jake Chisel glasses that guy.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Real hard. He's got the bottle and
that was really cool.
Also, Sam Jackson cameo.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a Marvel production if there wasn't a post-credits Sam Jackson in there at some point. And I enjoyed that they brought him in. I enjoyed that they got, you know, he did the favour and he brought in. Although I do feel that...
He got a bit shouty?
Well, he did get a bit shouty, but I feel that, like, a lot of the time how Sam Jackson works on a set is that they just put him in the costume and the earpiece and the eye patch or whatever. Yeah. And then just point him to the set and they let him go. They're just like, hey, Sam, Clark, he backed over your golf clubs in his car. Do you want to maybe talk to him about that? He's like, he walks and then he just runs in. And then they just edit around it until I've got enough for the 2 minutes.
That sounds about right, yeah.
But yeah, okay. Anyway, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. talk over.
Yeah.
For now. Table this for now.
This might come up again.
Might get worse.
Next week. Yeah.
Might get better.
I'm just going to adjust this.
Might get better.
Microphone. So I'm just adjusting the microphone. I'll edit this out.
You won't, though.
I'm not going to leave it in.
Great.
All right, so I thought we could start with, you're obviously familiar with the characters of Batman and Superman.
Yes.
And you're obviously familiar with the movie that's coming out. I thought for everybody listening at home, and us as well, I just thought I'd go over some facts, some cold hard facts we know about the movie to be true.
That's what we're about.
So
cold hard facts.
He's a...
And red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. That's a new catchphrase, by the way.
Shooting up your butthole.
Red hot comic book movie facts. Shooting up your butthole. I realized I didn't discuss it with you in advance.
Why would you?
No, but I think it's going to get. Look, all the websites I went to, they were really keen on the idea.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Buttstuff.com. Nobody looked that up. It's probably a real website. Yeah, nobody's looking it up.
Jesus.
Go ahead, facts.
Sorry.
Go ahead, facts. It's fine.
I considered picking up my phone and then typing butt stuff into it, but you know what?
I'm going to really subtly do it as you but I'm listening. Do your facts.
Okay, so Man of Steel, the entire cast will return. Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, Lawrence Fishburne, not Zod. Oh, by the way, spoiler alerts for every Superman, Batman, Man of Steel, whatever movie. We're probably going to spoil something at some point. Fair point?
Fair point.
Yeah. Obviously not Zod will be coming back because of his spine was broken at the neck.
Ouch.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
No.
Except in comic books.
Except if you're
all
Batman.
The time. Yeah. All pretty much all the time you'll come back.
Yeah. What else we obviously know, Ben Affleck is playing Batman.
Uh-huh.
That's a lock. Did you see the interview on Jimmy Kimmel there? It was a few weeks back?
No.
Basically, it was talking about how the fans reacted. And he went online. The first comment he read was just, no. It's just like N, you know, 20 O's. And he went, I'm not going to read anymore. Which is probably for the best. You can't go in having that hanging over your head thinking everyone's going to hate you because it would cripple you.
It absolutely would, yeah.
Yeah. Just like Batman was crippled in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, spoiler
alert. Spoiler alert.
Wow. Right in with the spoilers.
Also, we know that the story will take inspiration from the graphic novel, the classic Dark Knight Returns.
Okay.
Now, people seem to be under the impression, or some people, probably not anyone listening to this, that it's based on The Dark Knight Returns. But it's not based on, it's inspired by. There's that iconic quote, which I can read, just as a refresher, which they read at Comic-Cons.
Yes.
That it's drawing inspiration from. I want you to remember, Clark, in the years to come, in all your most private...
Can you do it in the Batman voice?
Hey, don't you remember this?
That'll do. No, back to your regular voice.
Okay, sorry. I want you to remember, Clark...
Can you do it in a British voice?
Hey,
you remember this? You're not good with voices.
I'm not bad. I can do my New York voice.
No, we tried that.
We did. In all your private moments, I want you to remember my hand at your throat. I want you to remember the one man who beat you. And that obviously harkens back to that comic book, The Dark Knight Falls, I think that particular issue is called, where Batman just beats Superman to a bloody pulp.
That's true. Although in that, he did previously get hit by a nuclear explosion.
That's true. So and he had the arrow...
Oh, yeah, there was also an
green arrow.
Yeah, sure.
With it. Just a regular arrow.
Just a real, just, yeah.
Very unhelpful.
Ow! God, stop it.
I'm in the middle of this. Basically, so yeah, so what do you think about that though? That it'll be based on, not, again, not based on, inspired by that. I think that implies to me that Batman is going to give Superman a beating. Even though, obviously, in a real world scenario, which Man of Steel sort of is going for, does that play?
I guess it depends on the version of Batman we get given.
Yeah.
Bale Batman, punched into the sun. Obviously.
Killed immediately.
Yeah, killed immediately. Yeah. What's it? No, exactly. It doesn't matter how many little motorcycles he has hidden in his car.
No.
Dead.
Yeah, that's it.
One punch.
Yeah.
But
I don't think we'll be getting that Batman.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be closer to the comic book Batman. It's going to be the, you know, a man with, it's going to be, it's an experienced Batman?
Yeah, it's an experienced Batman.
He's 10 years in.
Yeah, he's about 10 years in, yeah.
Okay.
It says, I've got here as well, this is one of the facts, that he's going to be like late 30s, early 40s-ish.
Okay.
So he's got a few years under his belt, which I'm assuming he would have been working in secret then, because no, he's not mentioned or referenced in Man of Steel. But Batman, for a lot of the comics, for a lot of his early years anyway, and I know this is happening for Arkham Origins, the game that comes out soon, that people aren't sure whether he's real or not.
He's an urban legend.
He's
exactly,
an urban legend,
yeah.
Like the movie Urban Legend and Urban Legend 2 Final Destination. Is that what that one's called?
That's exactly what that one's called, yeah. No, that appealed to me for a long time in the comic books from about, there was a crossover called Zero Hour, and from that point, they sort of retconned Batman into a man who was always considered an urban legend. It was something that the Gotham City Police Department put on the streets to frighten people into staying in line.
Okay.
And I think he's since sort of come out of the shadows and they've, you know.
He's not like Adam West holding press conferences.
In the daytime. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I want a kind of a sci-fi-y Batman.
Yeah, sure.
I want a lot of high-tech gear.
Yeah.
I want, maybe he's got a UFO in the garage, you know. I want sort of Grant Morrison Justice League Batman.
Yeah, fair enough.
Who, and if everybody remembers the first JLA
the
Grant Morrison run.
White Martian one.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Sorry, not the White Martian one.
Excellent.
Covered.
But his whole run, not just Superman and Batman, but everybody on that team.
Yeah.
They were written as if to say, everybody here is on this team because they are the best. They know
exactly
what they're doing. You can't just put a man who dresses as a bat in this team because you need a token human. He's the best at this, you know, that there
is. Yeah, particular thing. I think I heard a podcast with Grant Morrison recently-ish where he said the reason Batman's on the team is because he's the most dangerous man in the world because he's the only man who can stand among gods and, you know, not be laughed at because he's just a guy in a bat suit.
Exactly. So I think, well, I don't know. I think in that case we do need a higher profile Batman.
Yeah.
Because he is sort of a Batman who was assisted in saving the world or fighting these superpowered villains.
And I think there's a big disparity as well between some versions of Batman. Some he's like the street level crime kind of Batman. And then you've got the, you know, he's fighting mob bosses and the Scarecrow and whatever. And then you've got Batman who's taking down intergalactic aliens. But in reality, they don't really, I mean, you're obviously leaning towards the intergalactic aliens kind of side, sort of Batman.
Yeah.
Would you want some more facts?
I'd like to hear another fact.
Okay, the working title, and it's only a working title, is Batman versus Superman or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
That could possibly change. Some people are saying World's Finest.
I would like it to be World's
Finest.
It's
not going to be called World's
Finest. It won't be, no.
Because I think it's a great title, but people will be like, what's finest of what? What is it like a, you know,
are they made of fine bone china? What's going on? Is it a Franklin Mint limited edition?
Is that your everybody? Is that everybody?
That's the people in the
voice?
World. That's amalgamation of all the people in the world. I would like to see, because World's Finest was always the classic, the Superman Batman team up. They are the world's finest superhero team.
He didn't do air quotes. He just said it, by the way.
Wow.
Sorry.
Why'd you betray
Sorry
me?
For calling you out.
God, ruined the magic. And I don't know. I've always enjoyed that. I don't always enjoy that name, the world's finest superhero team. It is very corny, though, and I don't think people...
But I think it's less corny than Batman versus Superman.
I don't like the versus.
Yeah.
And I don't... I think invariably, if you call it versus, people are going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Aliens versus Predator.
Yeah.
Freddy versus Jason.
Well, that. Because those are quite terrible, but...
John Carter versus Mars.
Oh, yeah, he punched Mars for like 90 minutes. That was great. Kicked up a lot of red dust.
Brown dust. They went brown dust in that.
I didn't
see it either.
No, okay, great.
Sorry, go on.
No, that's all right. I feel because it's a versus,
everybody's going to be disappointed because either it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight from minute one till the end,
yeah.
and there's going to be a victor at the end.
Yeah.
Or, and that's going to, that personally will disappoint me because I don't want it to be that.
You don't want a solid victor.
Well, I don't want it to be, I kind of want a Superman-Batman film to be, they meet,
yeah.
they have the classic two superheroes meet and they each assume the other one is a villain.
Yeah.
And they fight for a while.
Yeah.
I will say as far as act two.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. As far as act two. And then they realize that the bigger villain is on the horizon. And then of course they team up.
The bigger villain is cinematic Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman.
And then they team up and they, you know, and they win the day and then handshake at the end. Win each other's respect.
See, I would argue that if you start with the fight or you go midway through the movie, you throw the fight in,
mm-hmm.
the movie peaks. And I'm not sure how do you go up from that. But then again, if you put the movie at the end, put the fight at the end, then you kind of end it with, do they hate each other?
Mm.
So I think either way, I'm just not sure how you would do this in a way that's going to please everybody. People are going to be pissed.
Yes.
Either way.
Yeah.
However this goes down, I think.
I mean, we could start with the fight.
Yep.
Flashback to,
oh yeah,
we start with, I mean that's a fairly standard trope these days.
They love the DC love that.
Yeah, you start with the final battle and then we go back to,
yeah,
you know,
how did they get there?
How did they get to this situation? And then you know maybe forward and then big reveal that they were just pretending to fight because of maybe they swapped uniforms. You know they always done that back in the day. They always swapped costumes. And one Batman pretended to be Superman, and Superman pretended to be Batman.
And nobody's like, is Bruce Wayne wearing the Superman costume?
Why is Superman just running around? Why is he? And he's not even running particularly fast. What's going on?
He would just look like Ben Affleck in that movie where he plays.
George Reeves, yeah.
Yeah, George
Hollywood Reeves. Man. Hollywood I haven't seen it. I hear it's really good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe we'll watch that one week and then describe it.
It doesn't sound fun, though. It sounds like a good film. I think that's probably a really interesting story.
Yeah.
But it's not.
You know what? I don't like interesting. I like action and adventure and romance.
Ooh.
That's it.
Romance. Do you like sort of swarthy men with scarves and they're fighting with scimitars?
Do I ever?
Boy.
Prince of Persia, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Haven't seen it.
So swarthy. You have seen it.
No, I really haven't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
I've got one up on you.
You've seen that?
Yeah, it's average.
Oh, wow. Shock.
Yeah.
So, as we said before, Batman, he'll be a seasoned crime fighter. But he'll be in his about late 30s, early 40s, which matches up with Ben Affleck's age.
Yeah. And again, crime fighter.
Yeah.
Not the same. Super crime fighter.
Different.
Different. Very different. Okay.
Very true.
All the mob bosses in the world, they can't punch you through a building.
No, they can't. The last one is, and I think this is, I read this and I'm pretty sure this is true. Though I should have confirmed this further, but it says.
That's pretty sure.
That's definite. 100%.
Yeah. The Weekly Planet. We're pretty sure.
Right up your butthole. Right. Is that it?
That's it. Yeah, you nailed it. Okay, you nailed it. That's good.
They're going to confirm why no one recognizes Clark as Superman.
Uh-huh.
And I think the issue with that is it's blaringly obvious, especially when you set your Superman in a world where Lois Lane recognizes him immediately, because that's what happens in
Man of Steel. Sure.
So I don't know how they're going to do that. Maybe the only thing they could do is you can never get a good photo of him, but then that takes away the whole, everybody trusts Superman, everybody sees his face,
right. That's
why he doesn't wear a mask.
Mm.
So I don't know how they're going to balance that. Why does nobody recognize Clark why does nobody recognize Clark as Superman, basically?
One, super hypnosis.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that he's...
You know about the kissing where he kisses and wipes memories?
Yeah, he's going to do that to everybody on Earth. There's been a lot of solutions in the comics back in the day. Super hypnosis.
I remember there was one where he, in every photo, he
can move
his face
really quickly.
Yeah.
But again, that would ruin the trust that people have in him.
That's true. Yeah.
The original Superman, I believe is true, had, because he had a different sort of power set than the current one does.
Whatever he needed to do.
Yeah,
whatever.
That was the Superman of the 70s.
Okay,
he could
right.
kind of do
gotcha.
Everything.
Yeah.
But the original Superman who couldn't fly but was, you know, leap tall buildings, that guy. I believe his face was kind of malleable.
And really?
He could move it slightly. Because he was a super evolved man. And so he could.
Like us.
Yeah, like us. And he could change
if his... I get hit really hard, my face changes.
Oh, it does a little, doesn't it? Yeah. Certainly redder. Redder and bluer and blacker. But that might be. No, that won't be an option. But I don't know. I mean, surely Lois recognizes Clark because they are in close proximity.
Yes.
If you see somebody you don't really know and then they've got glasses on.
Yeah.
Surely it's just two sort of. Early middle-aged men.
But they look exactly the same. If it was like, yeah, he kind of looks like him. Mm-hmm. It's easy to buy in the comments. I think they're just going to have to bite the bullet and go, you know what? Nobody recognizes him. Just accept it.
Mm.
That's, I think, unless you change it, that's, you know, to some, he's got some crazy gimmick to get out of it.
There was a very, in the 80s when Superman got relaunched as Man of Steel, Lex Luthor built a big computer program to take in all the information about Superman and determine his secret identity. This was one of the early stories.
Was it a really giant room-sized computer?
It was a giant room-sized computer. Now, if they redid that story to be an iPhone now, you just stare at it on the train or whatever.
And there'd be a hologram and he'd move it with his hands?
Oh, I'd move so many holograms. And then it determined that he was Clark Kent. And his instinct was to reject it out of hand. Why would a man who has that amount of power hide as a mortal?
And that's what they mentioned in Birthright as well.
Mm.
Great comic. You should read it, Superman Birthright. But basically, because they met when they were kids,
Luke Skywalker.
I cannot pronounce a fucking thing on this show.
That's fine. It's only an audio medium, so
it only goes out to hundreds, potentially thousands of people. Sure. It's fine. But
less after your gap.
That's true. Yeah.
Definitely.
In that version of the comic, they meet each other when they're teenagers. I think Lex is a little bit older. And then he meets Superman when he's a grown man, when they're both grown men, and he doesn't recognize him.
At all.
And the way that his parents justify it is Lex Luthor has got such a massive ego, he couldn't comprehend that anybody who's ever been around Smallville, because he was in Smallville when they met, would think that anybody else could come out of Smallville even close to the level that he's at.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't recognize him.
Yeah.
But that's just one guy. What about everybody else?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Crazy day.
I think, I wonder, because the original motivation for why Lex Luthor hated Superman was because Lex Luthor used to have that full head of beautiful sort of red hair. And then he was in a lab accident.
Right.
And then Superboy came and he saved Lex Luthor.
What a nice guy.
I know, but then the fumes from the experiment sort of wafted over him and he lost all his hair. And from that point forward, he hated Superman. That was because it was complicated motivations back in the day. But I don't know.
That's why Nicolas Cage hates John Travolta. That's
because of his beautiful hair.
No, because he lost all his hair. Nicolas Cage wears a wig. Spoiler alert. So does John Travolta. Spoiler alert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hollywood truths.
God. Well, that's Well, those are some.
Sorry, I just got completely. I completely derailed that. So that was the original argument.
Well.
Okay. Early days of comics,
early
I guess.
Early days of comics, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
But there are some rumors that I've got down here as well we can briefly discuss.
I like hearing rumors. I like selling rumors as if they're facts. Let's pick one of them. How many are there?
I've only got like three or four.
Okay, let's pick one of them, and that's now a fact.
Okay, done. Basically, I picked the ones, though, that would be most likely to be true.
Okay.
There's a lot of them that were just like, just complete nonsense about this and that and whatever. So I picked the ones that are plausible.
Uh-huh.
This one though, this first one is a fact, as we said.
I'm ready.
Okay. Lex Luthor will make an appearance. That's been a very strong rumor. They've kind of hinted at it now and then. Some of the names thrown up for it, for him, his role include Bryan Cranston.
Okay.
Amazing actor.
Bald, that's why they've done it, because he can shave his head. He's not averse to shaving his head for a while.
The thing is about Bryan Cranston, I love Bryan Cranston.
Uh-huh.
He's too old for this.
Have you thought about marrying Bryan Cranston? Well, look, if he was so much.
Civil ceremony.
Yeah.
They didn't do them in Australia. Backwards.
Political. We got political. We did it again. Let's never do it again.
Why do I do it? But look, I think he'd make a great Commissioner Gordon, too old as, well, he has been Commissioner Gordon. Batman Year One animated series, he's voice of Commissioner Gordon.
Yep.
And the voice of Crypto the Superdog. In my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
When
I
read a Crypto comic.
Yeah, absolutely.
But,
Gilbert Gottfried is the voice of Ace the Bat Hound in my mind.
Can you do a Gilbert Gottfried?
No! No, that's more a penguin.
It's more penguin.
It's a penguin.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'd love Bryan Cranston to be in it. I mean, you know what? He'd probably nail it.
Mm.
But I think he's too old.
Yes.
The other one is, Mark Strong.
Okay, yeah.
Who, again, I think he's great, Mark Strong.
He'll shave his head for a role?
He'll shave his head.
That's all you need, really.
Yeah. Also, this is second rumour.
Also, as regards Lex Luthor.
Yes.
I think you need him for, I feel an essential element of Superman versus Batman is the Kryptonite ring. Because somebody's got to get punched with a Kryptonite ring.
Yes.
And the only way to get one is to have Lex Luthor.
But I think with a Kryptonite ring, if that's the crutch, and I wrote this down for later, of the fight, that's how he beats him, that's just not very...
It's not creative,
no,
is it?
If he brings it out, he whips it out, hits him with it, Superman, I don't know, blasts it or whatever.
Yep.
I'd be like, oh, good to see the Kryptonite ring. Thanks for playing.
Yep.
You know, but I hope that's not the final, like...
Yeah.
You got me with the Kryptonite ring, you prick. That's what Superman says.
Yeah. One day Superman's mean.
He's so mean. Snapping necks. Anyway, next one. I like this one. This is another casting rumor. Timothy Dalton being considered for Alfred.
I'm 100% on board.
Yeah.
I'm 1,000,000% on board for that.
Not a great Bond, but I think he'd be a brilliant.
Not a great Alfred. Bond. A great villain in,
The Rocketeer?
The Rocketeer and Hot Fuzz.
Oh yeah, he's a great villain in that. Yeah. I think he's really got the look. I think he's a little bit younger.
Did Americans get Roxette?
Look it up, Roxette. Best band, would you say, the past 4,000 years?
Definitely, yes. But he does have the look. You're right.
And I think he's a little bit younger. And he's kind of, and I love Michael Caine. I thought he was great.
He can grow an excellent tweedly mustache.
Can he ever?
Boy.
Yeah.
Michael Caine, I never bought him as Alfred.
Do you think because you're like, that's Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I like the whole idea of the Alfred with the backstory where he's in the military and blah, blah, blah.
Mm, yep.
And that, I think Alfred in the Dark Knight trilogy, I think Michael Caine mentioned that he does have that background, but it's never explicitly stated.
I would hope that it's never explicit. I'm okay with it being stated that he has a mysterious past, but I don't ever want to see it explored.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Good.
I feel...
You don't need to explore every facet of everything. Wolverine. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He had, you know, for decades he had that mysterious past and people were like, hey, let's... It never builds to the level of the thing that you've imagined in your head.
No.
Even if what you've imagined in your head is just this half-formed kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, excitement and all these amazing adventures and what have you.
Yeah.
And then... But then at the same time, they could have done better than X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah. actually, Michael Caine, they mentioned the military because he's in Burma. He does that story about the bandit throwing away the
That's
germs.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so there was also a casting call a couple of weeks back for someone matching Wonder Woman's appearance. Not Wonder Woman, it said woman, it's something like this. This is off the top of my head. So this is gospel truth. Between 25
Here's the fact, ladies and gentlemen.
25 and 33, strong in appearance. I'm presuming it means physically, mentally.
Yep.
Emotionally,
mm-hmm.
get it together.
Yep.
If you're Wonder Woman, I say.
Yes.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Though it could be Supergirl. I'd say that's unlikely.
Is there a hair colour picture?
No, it just says any... I think it even explicitly said any hair colour.
They've got wigs these days.
They
do. I forgot about that. You can hair colour, change, dyes and such.
John Travolta. So, yeah, would you like to see, I mean, any of those people, Supergirl, Wonder Woman, both?
Wonder Woman, definitely.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman has been very tricky to put on film. I don't know why, but.
Yeah.
I'd like to see.
They shouldn't, you know what? And I know we talked about this the other week about, they were trying to get her on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
She's She's good enough for her own movie. I don't understand why somebody can't do it.
No, exactly.
It's
yeah.
baffling.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see her make a brief appearance.
Yeah.
If it's going to be Superman versus Batman, I'd like to see her not, you know, be out of the picture for that. But
yeah.
I would like to see her make enough of appearance, be enough of a fully formed character that they can then just spin her off straight into another movie.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
Or even, you know, the way Marvel does it, where you see the hammer in the post credit. I would appreciate her in a 2-3 minute post credit sequence.
Yeah.
Where we know that that's where this universe is going.
That'd be cool. Mm. I'd be very happy with that too. Mm. Yeah, I think if you put her in like 2/3 of the movie, you're like, and Wonder Woman's here. It's kind of like, you got a bit too much going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Settle down movie.
Exactly.
You've overextended yourself. Everybody's left the theater demanding their money back.
Come on, movie.
Nightmare. Yeah.
We've all had a drink movie. Come on, steady on.
So I thought that's pretty much all the rumors I've got. There are others, obviously, but mm-hmm. most of them aren't worth going into. The Justin Bieber thing, I'm sure people are sick of hearing about, which was nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, and now I feel bad that I did.
Mm.
Next thing,
here we go. We've used our one fact, so this is a rumor.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought we could talk about next. We've done this a little bit so far, but what kind of things would we like to see in this movie? Anything in particular from the top of your head, from your brain?
Kryptonite ring. I want to see. I want to see a kryptonite powered punch, but I don't want to see kryptonite gloves. It's ridiculous.
That's the line.
That is the line. Yep. Yep. Exactly. No, I don't know. I want to see Justice League, Grant Morrison Batman / animated universe Batman.
Yeah.
A guy who's unfazed by the fact that there's this flying alien Superman.
Yeah.
Around, you know.
Just messing stuff up.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. I'd love to see that. Mm. Also, if
yep.
they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want the answer to be a kryptonite ring to
uh-huh.
everything.
Yep.
Also, if he's like, say, 10 years in.
Yep.
I'd love to see some version of the Bat family.
Yes, okay.
Maybe like a Robin, even a Nightwing. You could probably do Nightwing at that point if he's 10 years in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think people would be reluctant because there's a massive kind of stigma attached to, like, Robin and all that because of Batman and Robin and to a lesser extent the Batman TV series from the 60s. But Robin and Nightwing and all those characters, Batgirl, whatever, they're such a rich kind of source of material.
Yeah.
And I think having them in there, just a little bit, not a lot necessarily, or even making mention, expands the universe. Because if he's like a 40-year-old Batman, if he's going to pick up a Robin then, it's pretty late to do that.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm baffled by the stigma against Robin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically been around as long as Batman
yeah.
has, shy a couple of years. And he is sort of he's the essential light to Batman's darkness. That's
yeah.
sort of why he exists.
Yeah.
I
love the character of Dick Grayson.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
Well.
Exactly.
I think he's great.
Mm. But I want to see that too, James. Come on. I'd like to see Barbara Gordon as Oracle.
Oh yeah.
So
have that already happened? The
yeah.
The broken, not broken back, the bullet through the spine.
Yeah, yeah,
all that
yeah
kind
exactly.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think they would dare to put in a Joker
in this universe?
Yeah. Yet. I'd like to see it.
I would like to see the primary villains being Lex Luthor and the Joker.
Yep. Fair enough.
Both working at cross purposes, both pretending to team up or what have you, and both have their own agendas.
Yeah, but both are spitting in each other's food.
Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah, exactly. Yep. Both tying each other's shoelaces. together. I don't know.
Oh, so in the,
yeah,
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 not
yeah.
a friendly way.
No, not a friendly way. That'd be weird. But in terms of another person portraying the Joker after Heath Ledger.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
I think Heath Ledger's Joker, you could have slotted that into this universe.
Definitely.
I think he was probably, maybe not the most comic book, but he definitely lent that way in far as wackiness and things
he was most colourful.
Yeah, and what he could do, what
yeah,
he
yeah.
set up.
Mm.
So, hey, maybe.
Mm.
Anything? Got anything else? Because I've got a few things that I'd like.
Okay, go for it. I'll
think also, how would you want the fight to go down? Who would you want to win? Why? How? When? What? Who? How?
Oh.
Question mark?
Oh, I see. It was a question.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I don't want it to be a drawn-out battle sequence.
I think it will be. I think you'll find that it
I think
will
it'll be 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
I think you're right. No, I want
maybe a bit they'll have a couple of dust-ups.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine, I think what I would do if I was making it, which I would never do because I'm terrible at this kind of stuff,
uh-huh.
would be have them have an initial confrontation, uh-huh. just a minor kind of skirmish. Uh-huh. Superman, Batman's like, I'm in over my head mm-hmm. in a big way.
Right.
Goes away, does a whole lot of detecting.
Oh, yeah.
Detective skills. I'd love to see more of his detective
kind. He can detect some weaknesses in Superman.
You better believe it, yeah. And then come back and be absolutely firing on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, ready to go. I'd like to see that. I don't necessarily think I'd like to see Batman or Superman win. I think they're going to make Batman win, though.
I think you're probably right. Mm. I don't want to see a win. I don't want to see a victor. I want to see him team up.
But if they're going to go the versus route, then that's what they're going to have to do. Otherwise, it's a weird Alien versus Predator cop-out. Was that a cop-out? I don't remember.
No, neither do I. Hang on, let me think.
Ice Pyramid.
Oh, that's right. It was in an Ice Pyramid. Yeah, okay, that is a cop-out.
Yeah.
And for the Fortress of Solitude is nothing if not an Ice Pyramid.
That's
so
true.
I don't know. I'm so
on the fence.
I'm on the fence. I don't want it to be a battle. I want it to end with them as a team.
Yeah. Well, they say that the next team up film will be the Justice League.
Oh.
So it'd have to end up. Well, that's what they say.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh.
No. I remember reading a while back that David Goyer wrote Man of Steel, mm-hmm. writing the Man of Steel sequel, Batman Superman, writing Justice League.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's. Who knows, though? Also, I've got here, I'd love to see a version of the Kevin Spacey, Gene Hackman, Lex Luthor. Shady land deals.
Oh, God. Kryptonite do you really? Island. No. None of those things. I would like to see Battle Armor Lex Luthor.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
The giant, the yeah. purple and green, please. Yeah. Muted purple and
green.
Purple and green
should always be seen. That's what I say.
That's what your grandma always said.
Yes.
Mm, good.
Oh, God. That would be great. Yeah. Do you think... I'd love it if they leant more towards that instead of, yeah, show us a Lex Luthor who's not a moron.
Yeah,
how about
you.
That? Just
thank
a,
you.
Just a guy who can function on a day-to-day level.
Yeah.
And doesn't hang out with just the pits of... I don't even know. Just the scum of society. Not even the
Puma,
scum. Yeah.
For God's sake.
He seems like a genuinely nice guy.
He seems lovely, though. Yeah. I don't know anything about him, but it's lovely, yeah.
I've got here as well, I'd love to see a more comic book suit. I like the Dark Knight suit.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's cool and it's functional or whatever in that world, but I don't need to be like, you don't need to explain to me how the suit works, and it doesn't have to be really functional in a real world scenario.
Uh-huh.
You put him in a whatever suit and say, not even say, I'll accept the fact that he's, you know, his suit, which he can fight in really freely, is bulletproof or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need to make it like a battle armor.
Uh-huh.
You can make it... I'll take that on faith.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to walk me through that, basically. Mm-hmm. I want to see a comic book style suit, something like the Arkham suit, you know, not necessarily the design,
mm-hmm.
but where, I don't know, it looks like it helps him more than kind of hinders him, that a lot of the bat suits have been in the past, where it looks like it would be much easier if you didn't wear that ridiculous suit. You can't turn your neck. I hope somebody hits you with a car. George Clooney.
So what you want essentially is the Adam West suit.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What you're saying. Yeah, just kind of satiny, like a nice kind of periwinkle blue.
And how like his body is shaped so the bat symbol isn't exactly in the center of his chest.
Yeah,
it's a little bit off.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No disrespect. I thought that was a great, hang on, my phone's ringing.
Oh, good Lord.
John, would you mind if I take this?
No, please.
No, I'm not going to really go. Okay, so... yeah, I'd love to see that.
Okay, good.
More Bactiv... Bactiv? More Batman...
More back to tanks. That's a Star Wars reference.
It sure is. We should do a Star Wars one. Do you like Star Wars?
Does that come under the purview of this podcast?
Yeah, this is the Star Wars episode.
Oh, yeah, then yeah. Totally, yeah. Let's do a Star Wars episode.
I will do that another time. More Batman detectiveness.
Please.
But
thank
like,
you.
I know you're not a fan of any of the detective skills he's had in the previous movies.
Buying a big machine, sure. Having lots of money. He might as well just hire detectives. That he's the world's greatest detective because he gives $100,000 to a whole bunch of detectives and they detect for him. God, I'm such a great detective.
He's a pretty good detective.
Yeah, he's good though, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, even working out Superman's weaknesses, I don't know if there's another villain that he's, or like Lex Luthor, whoever, that he's investigating and certain crimes that he could, you know, be about.
Mm.
And just kind of be like, this is interesting. Allow me to... use my detective that I've hired.
Yes.
No, sorry. Detective skills. Yeah. And I've got also, I'd like to see it drawn from different materials. Different materials in the sense that a lot of things that have been Batman, or good Batman anyway, have come from either Batman Begins,
mm-hmm.
Dark Knight Returns.
Yep.
Not a whole lot of anything else. Bits and pieces here and there. Bit of the Killing Joke and whatever.
Uh-huh.
but it's mostly those things. They're great books. Mm-hmm. We've got an animated Batman Year One. We've got an animated Batman The Dark Knight Returns.
What did you think of the Batman animated Year One?
Loved it.
Really?
Yeah, for what it was, sure. Okay, I think it's the best version of what you could make. You hated it.
Well, no, I don't hate it. I found that a lot of the dialogue is dialogue that you can read, but you can't listen to.
That's a fair point.
It's quite stilted if you read it.
That's a good point.
And a lot of it was sort of, in fact, almost all of it was taken verbatim from the book.
And that's why they took out the inner monologue from the Dark Knight Returns one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which at first was kind of like, it's a bit weird they wouldn't do that, but that might be a little bit jarring. It's like that Blade Runner with Harrison Ford droning in the background of his head.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad they took that out. How many cuts of Blade Runner are there?
Six, I think.
How many have you seen?
At least six.
Yeah, so I just, any other comic books, there's so many good materials. Like, even what they're doing now, the Court of Owls stuff is amazing. They obviously wouldn't do that. But, just something else. Anything else.
I'd like to see, at the start of the film, just an exploration of their separate crime-fighting lines.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, you know, it coming straight from Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And Batman, and then just them just clashing. I want to see that Superman is out there fighting crime, Batman is out there fighting crime, they have different styles.
Yeah.
And then they decide that the other is a problem and has to be dealt with.
What I think is going to happen, and this is me...
Can I preempt you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes Batman, who is a seasoned crime fighter, who has never killed.
Yeah.
This, you know, seeing that Superman has killed a man live on television, decides that he's the biggest threat.
It wasn't live on television, was it? No.
Okay.
A lot of people saw it.
Oh, right, well. Well, they saw it. Well, Batman sees it on Twitter then.
I saw it.
He's like, hashtag dead Zod. How dare he?
WTF, bro.
Yeah. And he decides that Superman is the biggest threat to the world and it has to be dealt with.
Well, that's what you're going. I'd imagine that's how they're going to go. No, I had a different thing, but I'd imagine if they do bring Lex Luthor in, that's what his theory will be as well. Maybe it's going to be Wayne Tech and Lex Corp working together.
Oh, I'm on board with that.
I'm also on board with my brilliant idea.
Good. Let's print it.
The way I thought it might have gone down was Batman's, you know, ripping through criminals or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's off the grid. Superman doesn't work for the government, but he's on the side of the government. He made that very clear at the end of Man of Steel, where he's like, look, I'm here to help you guys. Don't try to control me, baby. I'm my own man.
Yep.
But look, if you need a hand, happy to drop in, happy to snap a man's neck. Just line him up. I'll snap him. I'll snap 100 necks in a row. Line him up! No, but I think there'll be way less Batman. No, I'm not Batman. Way less killing in this one from Superman, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But, and Batman's obviously doing his crime-fighting thing.
Mm.
And they're like, this Batman guy, he's a loose unit. We don't like him for whatever reasons. And I know this is kind of what happens in...
Superman Red Son?
Superman. Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm. And The Dark Knight Returns. And I know I said, I don't want you to draw from that, but I like this particular aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
Where then they send Superman to stop Batman.
Interesting.
And and then Batman, you know, is like, this is... surprising!
He would be surprised, though.
He would be. No, he wouldn't be. Mm. I'd love to see a Batman who's not surprised by anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because, like, all the Batman we've had, he gets tricked a lot.
Almost constantly, yeah.
On a day-to-day basis, he gets things stolen from his house, he gets his car stolen, Talia al Ghul knifes him, Ra's al Ghul tricks him.
He falls down a well.
Multiple times, I think. Yes. No, I guess put in a well.
Yep.
Yeah. Catwoman lures him to Bane.
Yep.
He thinks he can beat up Bane. He can't beat up Bane. Bane beats him up.
Yep.
Twist.
What? Yeah. What a twist.
What a twist.
Oh.
Yeah. So that, yeah, just a Batman being ready would be great.
The funeral was really expensive. He wasn't expecting it of his parents. Just, oh, really? God.
I mean, I've got deep pockets, but I have limits.
Yeah, come on, guys.
I do have a concern, though, about his age.
Yep.
What's Ben Affleck, 42, 43?
Let's assume he's 42 and 43. Let's not fact check that.
We never do. Why start now? Okay, so he's probably going to be Batman for at least 6 years. At least. Probably longer, I'd say. He's nudging 50.
Uh-huh.
He will be.
Yeah.
Is that too old to play Batman?
Robert Downey Jr. is also nudging 50.
Yeah, but Robert Downey Jr. is in an iron suit. Robert Downey Jr. isn't out there doing Jim Carter or whatever.
Right, but he doesn't. Ben Affleck doesn't have to do any of that, surely.
No, well, that's true.
I mean, all we've got is, you know, two eye holes and a
mouth hole.
A mouth hole. Yeah. Just. That's all people when you think about it. Just two eye holes and a mouth hole. But no, I think stump doubles are fine. Who's going to notice?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You're a bloody worrywart, mate. What are you doing?
Okay, that's a fair point. So do you think they'll probably say he's younger than he is? Or not even bring it up? Why would they?
Why would they bring it up?
Well, they did in the Dark Knight.
They might put a little grey in the temple.
No, chuck it in there. I'm okay with that. I'd love to see a bit of bat stubble as well. I like the bat stubble. Mm. You know, he's under the cow and he's got the
bit of stubble, sure. Had a long night.
Shows he's a, he's a man about town.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the things I really like about the Arkham games. He gets the stubble as it goes on. Mm. That's the only thing I like about those games. Stubble. Those games are terrible. No, really? I love them. They're like the best games.
Yeah.
But yeah. I also thought, and I know I'm not alone on this.
I would like to see a Superman guest appearance in Arkham Origins.
That would be super be nice. Cool. You know what I think?
Yes.
Rocksteady aren't doing this one.
Yeah.
Just as quick, this is quickly on the Arkham games. This is a different studio developing them.
Uh-huh. But it's the same engine, right?
Same engine.
Uh-huh.
Looks amazing. Can't wait to play it. What are Rocksteady doing?
They must be working on a Superman game.
They could,
think?
But I think they might be working on a Superman or at the very least a next gen Arkham game.
If anyone can make a Superman game.
It's good. Me and you!
It's me and you working together! Oh boy! It's gonna be one of those little Punch and Judy games. Like a Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but Superman. Yeah. No, I think if anybody can make it, I'm pretty sure nobody can make a good Superman game, but if anybody can, it's Rocksteady.
I've played a few Superman games. I know, it's true what they say, they're all terrible.
Mm.
Some are less terrible than others, but
some are just flying through rings. For hours on end, just flying through those rings.
I hired that game when I was a younger man, a child.
Uh-huh. A babe in the woods.
A babe in the woods. And I was still at the age where you're kind of impressed by everything in video games.
Uh-huh.
And I was just shocked. Like, just taken aback, like, how is this even, what? Well, I could do a whole podcast on that game.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, another time. Mm.
Sorry, yeah. So another one of the concerns is that it's going to be Batman-centric. This is the Man of Steel sequel. They've said it's the Man of Steel sequel.
Yep.
I thought that they were going to give Superman another movie, then do the Batman thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is Batman kind of cramping Superman style? Or are they bringing him in to be like, Man of Steel didn't do the same numbers as The Dark Knight Returns, which it didn't.
Yep.
And whenever I've mentioned that to people on the internet before, people flip out. They're like, how dare you suggest that it's not as good? I'm not saying it's not as good or whatever. I'm saying it didn't make as much money. Still made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but are they bringing in to be like, we're not sure if Superman could hold the next movie by himself. Let's chuck Batman in. Or what do you think?
If they're starting from scratch, if we're considering the Nolan movies over,
yeah,
I think it's fair to have a Superman movie and then a Batman movie.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? Just get the stories rolling, for God's sake.
We're so close to death.
Yeah, exactly, aren't we all?
Nuclear warfare constantly.
Just two eye holes and a mouth hole. So close to death. I know. Fine. Do what you're going to do. They're going to reboot him in 6 years anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true, yeah. That's a really good point.
Mm.
And I've mentioned this multiple times already. I don't want Kryptonite to be the answer. I want people to acknowledge, or it to be acknowledged in movies, that if you hit Superman hard enough, you can stop him, you can kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially, you can kill him.
Well, let's talk about Superman as a movie individual.
Sure.
Have we done this before?
We did. Yeah. I posted just that section of that video on the YouTube. You can see that at Mr. Sunday to Sunday on the YouTube channels.
Did we talk about how people don't find Superman a compelling movie character?
We did not.
Well, see, a lot of people, and this has been fairly consistent, you'll ask somebody who's your least favourite superhero? Almost invariably they say
Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern. I forgot about that. All right, up until a couple of years ago, people would have said Superman. Now they say Green Lantern because he's always just fighting big patches of yellow fog. But up until a couple of people would say Superman. You say, why do you hate Superman? And they say, well, because he's boring. Because
that annoys me.
No, but he's
yeah, I know. But yeah, I can understand.
Right,
it,
because. But in the eye of the public who don't read Superman comic books or see the animated version or any of those things, Superman in the movies has always been a guy who can do anything and he's indestructible and he's handsome, probably calls you back, you know, on time. You know, you leave a message and he gets right back.
He would.
And nothing can harm him except Kryptonite. And that...
Can he be emotionally hurt? If you're like, hey, Superman, we think you're not very great... You're a dickhead.
Maybe you're just reflecting, you're just projecting your own emotional insecurities. Maybe you should see somebody about that and they'd get help and it'd be really nice.
And then he waited till they better, then he threw him into the sub.
Exactly. That'd learn him. But that, you know, that he's kind of a one-dimensional goody two-shoes and is indestructible. And people are like, well, where's the dramatic heft in that?
Yeah.
Because it's quite different. And that was sort of the problem that the Superman writers were facing, you know, in the early 80s. It's very difficult to, you know, have him fight Darkseid one week, and then in the next, you know, next issue of Action Comics Weekly, he's fighting, you know, four bank robbers.
Yeah, he's saving Jimmy Olsen from the bank robber.
Yeah, exactly. And they had, you know, it was weird that they had to keep contriving scenarios where, you know, bank robbers had kryptonite powered lasers or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in the 80s, they revamped Superman, you know, with the Man of Steel reboot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was still one of the most powerful beings in that universe.
They powered him down significantly.
They powered him significantly. Though, yeah. So if you hit him hard enough, it was going to hurt. You didn't need kryptonite.
Because he was like throwing planets and
all sorts of stuff,
wasn't he?
Yeah. He was, you know, traveling through time, reversing time, whatever the... Yeah, exactly.
Whatever he needed to do that
way.
Yeah,
he could grow a tiny version of himself.
What?
His hand and send that off to...
Was that a thing?
That was a thing, yeah. I mean, not consistently.
Did it have, like, his mental capacity?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, throwing planets around, that was certainly an issue, you know.
Now...
And at one point in the... Sort of in the late 70s, early 80s, Krypton came back. There was a new Krypton with an entire population of Kryptonians.
Mm.
So not only did you have one man who could...
Was it the original Krypton?
No, it was a new Krypton.
Okay.
Yeah, but that not only did you have one man who could essentially do anything, you had a whole planet full of people who could travel around the galaxy.
And they'd just, like, rock up.
They'd just rock up. And
try to, like, mess
and,
up
and so shit. That was, you know, narratively, that would have been quite difficult to maintain any kind of dramatic weight. And so... They did power him down and made him, you know, personally more interesting, you know, more developed the character side.
Big emphasis on him growing up on the farm and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they brought his parents back from the dead.
Yeah. Good move, I thought.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. And the thing about that, though, was the first Superman movie came out in, what, 79? Let's say 79.
Let's say 1976.
Yeah, and so Superman was rebooted in 85, 86, but the movie universe kept the old version of Superman, who could essentially do anything. And in 2008, when Superman Return came out...
2006.
Was it?
Definitely.
Okay. Anyway, I had hoped that they would move to the modern-day Superman, who, again, has been around for decades.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They kept the old version of Superman. So, yeah, I would very much like to see, finally, just a confirmation that this guy is not, you know... You can hurt him with a...
You can hurt him with a punch.
Yeah,
a big punch.
Or a, you know, battleship.
I'd love to see him, though, just scrap with somebody. Doomsday. And I don't think Doomsday is an amazing character. I think he's, you know, I think he's good for what he can do. And I think they're an interesting counterbalance.
He's very 90s.
He is very 90s. But I'd love to see I think the Justice League movie would work well.
If he had more pouches on his outfit and, like, gun belts for no reason, he'd be the most 90s character ever. And he had more X's in his name. If he was Doomsday X, so 90s.
I bet there's a comic called Doomsday X.
I bet there is.
But I think a good version of the Justice League movie would be, you get them all together, Doomsday shows up, and they're just throwing everything at him.
Mm-hmm.
Have other villains and whatever happening, but maybe have that be a big plot point. Then eventually Superman comes up and has to deal with it, is killed. That leads to... whatever comes after that. Mm. He comes back with a mullet and a black suit.
Oh, boy. Oh, so good. God.
I don't love that storyline, but I just love to see him scrap with somebody.
Mm.
And we sort of saw that with Zod, but I wasn't really that impressed with it, to be honest.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate? Why weren't you impressed?
Well, it got to the point where in the movie...
Do they have a heat vision face-off? You know I haven't seen it yet.
No. They do use heat vision, but there's a really good scene early on where he fights two Kryptonian soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a good scene.
Yep.
But by the time the end rolls around, and it's pretty far in, and I know everybody doesn't agree with me on this, it's pretty 50-50, this movie.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of this movie I do like. But the last scene with Zod, where he fights Zod and they're crashing through buildings and whatever, I just think it's a lot to take in. And it gets to the point where it's nearly like a Roland Emmerich film, where it's buildings falling and it's mass destruction and you can't really relate to... what's happening on the ground, even though thousands of people would be dying or whatever, it doesn't feel like that. It's just a whole bunch of stuff happening.
Does he go out of his way to save anyone?
At the end he does, yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
But that's another poor problem people have with it, that if that Superman should have moved him somewhere else and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
and the counter-argument to that...
Maybe to the moon.
Yeah, Married to the Moon.
Married to the Moon. There's less people on the moon.
But the counter argument to that is, though, it was his first day, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But also, I didn't really want to see first day Superman.
Right, exactly.
I want to see Superman, like you said, fully formed, be an awesome dude.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, what do I know?
Mm.
I'm just a regular guy. That's pretty much all the concerns, though, I have with it.
Otherwise, you're completely unconcerned?
I'm
you think so it's going to be great?
No, you know, I don't know, to be honest. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have my concerns. I think it has the potential to be great. I don't think it's the best setup after Man of Steel. I'm worried they're rushing it and they're forcing it out just to kind of, as a panicked kind of maneuver to build towards a team movie.
Do you think that basically they got, it was the day before Comic-Con, and they thought we really need something, and they just had two like image files. One was the Superman logo, one was the Batman logo, and they just overlaid one. They were just moving stuff around and they were like, oh, that'll do.
That's fine.
We'll make a movie based on that, I guess.
And then somebody moved the Green Lantern logo over and they went,
no. Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Oh.
But hey, fingers crossed.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I have faith, I guess, ish.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, let's end it on a bit of a downer.
Do you want to hear that? I've got one more thing
I'm ready.
We can talk about. There was a few names that were kind of semi-confirmed for going up for Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear who some of them are?
Yes.
Okay. Josh Brolin, came out and said he definitely went in for it.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, I don't know if you're aware, he didn't get the part of Batman. They gave it to a different person.
Did they give it to James Brolin?
Yeah, they did.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, okay, good. Yeah.
I think he would have been all right. A bit old, I think. I think he's great. I know I sound like I'm ageist. I'm like, he's too old!
Mm.
But I think Ben Affleck
is a lot
younger.
You know what I'd like to see is old Batman? Can you guess?
Christopher Reeve. Oh, sorry. That's terrible.
Michael Keaton. I'd like to see old modern day Michael Keaton. He's got to be in his 60s. He looks great.
Yeah, look,
I would see him again.
Fair
as Batman.
Point. Would you want to see it as an extension of that universe of the Keaton Batman?
The Burtonverse. No, I would like to see him in this universe.
Yeah,
He's
not very big though, Michael Keaton, is he? But that older Batman's supposed to be enormous.
Yeah, that's just Frank Miller's
interpretation
of that, yeah.
Frank Miller's crazy mind.
Oh, boy. And again, you can, you know.
You know what I did read recently on the topic of Frank Miller?
I didn't know you could read, but continue.
You know what I looked at the pictures of recently?
Okay, yeah.
The Dark Knight Strikes Back.
Yes.
I'm
aware of it.
I never read it, and I heard an interview with Grant Morrison. I think it was on Kevin Smith, you know, Fat Man on Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And basically he goes, that book has a lot of redeeming qualities for the time it's an issue, because it happened while he was writing it, 9/11 happened.
Uh-huh.
And apparently that's reflected in the book and whatever. And I'm like, wow, that actually sounds interesting. I read it. It's total crap.
Right.
But, you know what, there are some tiny bits in it.
Uh-huh.
The Atom who's in it, you've read it, right?
Yeah.
You know how they reveal the Atom, how he's been living in the Petri dish at the start?
Uh-huh.
There's stuff like that, like there's little bits in it that are like kind of interesting on the whole. The artwork is just, what was he thinking?
It's wildly inconsistent
at
best.
Oh my god, yeah.
And the way they brought Jason Todd back is some sort of weird indestructible
narrative. Was it Jason Todd? It wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Wait.
Wasn't Dick Grayson?
I can't remember. It's irrelevant, really.
I think
he just pulled a name out of a hat.
Nobody's read that, so nobody cares what you say.
Yeah.
But yeah. Another name is Ryan Gosling for Batman.
No, don't like it.
See, I don't understand the backlash. Have you seen Ryan Gosling's enormous. Have you seen...
Maybe it's just the public's perception of him then.
Yeah. I know, I think... And he's apparently quite tall as well.
I think my memory of Ryan Gosling is based on when he was on the kids show where he's on a high school on a ship. Do you remember that?
Ship Gosling.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember that. So wasn't he like the kind of preppy kind of like jerk?
No, he was like the goofy kind of, he's like a kind of a goofy nerdy character who's kind of like hyperactive and like, hey, I'm the cool guy. And people are like, you know.
Like his character in Drive.
Yeah, like his character in Drive. Yeah, just, hey, everybody.
See, I like Ryan Gosling. I think he would have done a good job. All
right, fine.
I think people would have even flipped out that he's blonde though, because people don't like even like minor changes.
Remember
when Bond was blonde?
I do remember.
Everyone was
that.
Like, this guy looks like a chimp and he's blonde.
Yeah.
People lost it.
Oh, boy.
Matthew Good?
Ozymandias. Yeah. Not weathered enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, too...
Too reedy? Too Reed Richardy.
Yeah, both of those things. But kind of, you know, I think if we're going to do a veteran a Batman, he needs to be more weathered.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't think Matthew Good would look great with, like, a Like that stubble you want. That beautiful stubble.
That I want so badly.
Oh boy.
Richard Armitage. You know, he's the main dwarf in, The Hobbit. He's in Spooks. You ever seen the TV show Spooks? He's like the main guy in that.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah. He's all right. He was in Robin Hood, the TV show Robin Hood, the British dude. Not a good show.
Mm.
Max Martini. I had to look this guy up. Do you know who he is?
Did he invent the martini?
He did. So old. Why would they even consider him?
Is he a martini mascot?
He is. Right. No, he's actually
a lounge singer.
He's a British guy, but he's the Australian dad in Pacific Rim. You know, there's that Australian father-son
trio. Oh, yeah.
And nobody else in the world seems to notice, but except if you're Australian. Yeah, those are got to be the worst Australian accents.
They're absolutely the worst.
I mean, our Australian accents are pretty
great. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't have accents.
No, that's true.
It's everybody else in the world that has accents.
That's what I've been saying.
For years.
God. I've been...
Struth. Struth, mate. Should we add some more Australianisms to the show,
definitely.
I think.
Get a dingo.
Up here. That's what they say.
That's actually a type of pudding in Australia. Mm. Get a dingo up here.
Yeah. Delightful. Is it in a sentence?
Anyway. Put a bit of eucalyptus on it.
Yep.
Get into it.
Yeah, okay, so...
Hats with corks on them.
That's an expression we use. He's not made an impact on me though.
Yeah, fair enough.
I couldn't tell you I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, so maybe he's not the best idea.
That's true. The benchmark here is if you don't recognize him, he's out.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Now Armie Hammer was brought up. Now he was cast as Batman in the Justice League cancelled movie.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The inexplicably named Justice League Mortal.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was before he was like famous as
Before
well.
Before he was in the Facebook movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think after he made The Lone Ranger, though, people just went, no way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And I don't think he's even that bad in that. That is not a good movie, but he's fine.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, Jensen Ackles.
One of the Supernatural guys.
Yeah, one of the...
Long hair or not the other one?
Not long hair.
The other one, okay.
Yeah. He's got the voice. I think he'd make a great Green Lantern.
Has he been a Batman voice before? He's been in
I think he was Red Hood. In the Red Hood animated movie.
There you go.
I might be wrong. I'm definitely right.
Yep.
This one, I can't pronounce his name, but I know exactly who he is and you know him.
Is it Chiwetel Ejiofor? Jaimon Hounsell?
I can't pronounce either of those
Doesn't
guys.
Doesn't matter. Continue.
But no, not them. Joe Mangiello? Mangiello?
What's he look,
He's Flash Thompson in the Spider-Man movies. He's in like True Blood and stuff.
No.
You know How I Met Your Mother? No. He's like an enormous guy. He nearly got the role of Superman and Man of Steel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me look him up.
You're not allowed to look him up.
Okay,
that's
fine.
The rule of the show.
Fine.
So, no, you can look him up.
No, that's
fine.
Okay. I'll do it later.
Yeah. So all those guys considered for the role. I don't think, would you want to just quickly talk about Ben Affleck? Good choice, bad choice?
Fine. He's great. I love him. He's good in stuff.
He had a bad run at one point.
Yeah, but one point.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
A decade ago, sure.
Yeah, but he's back in a big way.
He's a great director.
Yeah.
He's good in things. He has a great beard in Argo.
He does, doesn't he?
So that's stubble you want. That's...
So badly.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
But, I made a whole video about will Ben Affleck be a good Batman. You can check it out on my YouTube channel, Mr. Santa to Sunday YouTube channel.
I probably won't, but yeah. Good. Other people will. It's probably great. No, you know what?
It's you know what? You don't have to watch it. I'll break it down right now for
you.
Okay,
here we go.
Basically, I say that I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. Ben Affleck is Batman.
Stubble?
Stubble.
He's your
good
video.
At what he is. Good at what he does.
Let this out.
Shit. All right. Hang on.
You should have written it down.
I know! I write everything down so this doesn't happen to me.
Mm.
I could play the video and everyone could listen to it.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah. Basically, something like people shouldn't panic. Uh-huh. He's the kind of person, he doesn't have to take this role. He would have been aware of the backlash.
Yeah.
He's obviously got an idea of what he's going to do going into it.
Well, I think of, Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He was Howlin' Malcolm in the Middle for, you know, X number of years.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why would he do anything that was terrible?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really didn't have to do that. I was reading a few other names who got cast in Breaking Bad the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember who they were, but it was interesting. I went, John Cusack was one of them.
Huh.
The other one was Joan Cusack.
Wow, that's...
Not as good.
That makes sense, though. Yeah.
Basically, I took it back to the Robert Downey Jr. thing, where, like, Robert Downey Jr. was dead.
Right.
Cinematically dead.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired from Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you recall that. Took a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
Got booted from the show. They brought in Bon Jovi, who I think could be Batman. Not really. But
I think we could all be Batman, you know?
But and people also say, well, Robert Downey Jr. is a more talented actor, whatever. Ben Affleck, I think, is a very talented actor.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's got the stuff, man.
And even Daredevil, which isn't a great movie.
Yeah.
But he's not that bad in it. He's not the problem with that movie.
No.
Which we talked about the other week. Is there anything else we want to talk about on Batman, Superman? Batman versus Superman, Superman versus Batman.
Oh, which
Batman
should
it be? Versus Wonder Woman versus Predator.
I think it should be Superman versus Batman.
Because it's his sequel.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yep.
Cool. All right. We have a Twitter and Facebook page. Both are Weekly Planet Pod. If you look those up, they will be there. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned my YouTube channel, Mr. Sunday to Sunday Movies. I've actually taken segments from these podcasts, put pictures and videos up, and posted them there. So if you want to check them out, I think they're better because they've got pictures. I think just our voices is not enough because we're boring and we suck.
And we're grating.
Ultimately.
Yeah. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Yeah.
I hope people enjoy listening to these, but I will never listen to one.
Because I have to listen to these multiple times because I've got to edit them, obviously. Yeah. I offered you one. You said not a chance in hell.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about if I just edit you out and I just record my voice over it? What things you say. So it's just me. I'm in conversation with myself.
That'd be pretty good.
Spoiler alert. That's what I've actually been doing.
Wow. Good on you.
I don't know why I said spoiler alert. But yeah, you can check out that. I've got a Twitter handle as well, Mr. Sunday Movies, you can check out. So anything related to, you know, Batman, Superman, comic book, movies, anything at all, you can check any of those things out. Shoot us a message. What do you want us to talk about? We'll answer questions.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, right?
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah,
do that.
The comment on the thing. There's a thing, right?
There's a thing.
There's a thing on the page, comicbookmovie.com.
Yeah. Do it.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Next week, we're going to do this BuzzFeed style. The 10 best butts in comics. Spoiler alert number one, Nightwing. Ooh, yeah. I don't know what we're going to do next week.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.